It's part race, part trivia, and a lot of fun. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to Center Stage, our weekly look at what's happening in central Wisconsin on WSAU and WSAU.com. On Saturday in Wausau, the annual Chatterbox Turkey Trot. Organizer Dan Moss is here. Tell us how this got started.
It was a fundraiser brought to us by a gentleman by the name of Rick Hall, who passed away last year, and it was just to try to do a fun type of run and something a little different than your standard 5K, 10K race. And it really is, because it's like the Amazing Race, where we give you a bunch of clues, and you have to figure out from the clues what the route is and what the events are.
When most people think of 5K races, they think of the summer months when the sun is shining. So why is this in the fall?
Well, we couldn't call it the Turkey Trot if we did it in the middle of summer. There was no particular reason, the time of the year. I don't know. There's just a lot of races in summer and not many in fall. So this is just how it landed.
What's the format of the race?
Well, like I said, it's like the Amazing Race. At the beginning of the race, we give all the two-person team participants, we give them an envelope all at the same time, and then they open them up, and they have to figure out from this sheet, which are secret clues, they have to figure out where to go and what to do. Every year, the course changes, the events change. It's a completely different event every year.
In the past, we've seen some teams in costumes and wacky outfits while they get really serious about the race itself.
Yeah, you got a mix of that. You have some of the very competitive runners who come with a very minor costume, but they bring like some stuff that, if you go on our website, theamazingturkeytrot.com, it also talks there about things you might want to consider bringing along with you. A lot of people will bring like a backpack, possibly, or I've even seen shopping carts that people try to push around to bring their stuff back. But then other people are in it for more of the fun and just the charity part of it, and they get more into the costume, you know, getting all decked out and things like that. So it's fun for both types of groups.
Can we still sign up?
Yes. I believe online registration is going to close at noon on Friday, but they'll still be able to register day of. And registration will be at Salvation Army, which is on the corner of Elm and 2nd Avenue, right across from the Chatterbox.
And where do we go for more information?
They can do one of two things. You can either stop down at the Chatterbox, and there's brochures. The YMCA has them as well. Or they can go to our website, theamazingturkeytrot.com.
Thanks, Dan Moss. The Turkey Trot starts tomorrow at noon from the Salvation Army in Wausau. More information online at WSAU.com. Here's this week's community calendar. This weekend at Wausau West, the fall high school drama season kicks off with Hello, Dolly. It's the classic story of matchmaking, meddling, and love gone wrong, one of Broadway's classics. The show opens tonight and runs through Sunday. Online, get tickets at showtix4u.com. Next weekend at UW-Stevens Point, Carousel, one of the great musicals of the 20th century. Tickets on sale now at uwsp.edu. Thank you, Dan Moss, from the Chatterbox. The Turkey Trot is tomorrow at noon. More information at WSAU.com. Next week, we'll take a closer look at Carousel and bring you the rest of our fall theater performances. Center Stage is produced by Raymond Newport. I'm Chris Conley for Center Stage on WSAU.